Hello again, everyone. This is Darren Duff, and today I'm going to do a podcast, which is going to be the beginning of a series, hopefully. Today we're going to talk about Packmate Street Talk, and I'm going to hopefully do a series on this. First of all, let me explain to you what the Packmate is and what Street Talk is. The Packmate is a note taker. More specifically, it's a pocket PC device. Sorry about that. My wireless connection just came up there. As I was saying, the Packmate is a pocket PC device, or PDA, personal digital assistant, for the blind. It's unlike any other note-taking device for the blind in that it allows you to take standard pocket PC software and install it on the Packmate, and it will work. The Braille Note is a great product. The Braille Sense and such are great products. I'm not, you know, putting those guys down or anything, but the Packmate is what I chose. In fact, I would not make a good salesman because I don't believe in one product over the other. But that's a whole nother podcast. So, the Packmate is a pocket PC. And so what is Street Talk? Well, before I explain what Street Talk is, I need to explain what the Destinator GPS package is. Destinator is a GPS application which allows, which can be installed on pocket PC computers. And Street Talk is a program that the people from Freedom Scientific wrote to make Destinator accessible to those of us who are blind / visually impaired. And my ear just came on in the background there, so I'm sure you're getting that. So, the Packmate is the pocket PC device on which all the software runs. Destinator is the GPS package, and Street Talk is the program that runs over Destinator to make it accessible. Guess we have all our ducks in a row now. When you purchase the Destinator package, the Street Talk package, as it's called, from Freedom Scientific for $5.99, that sounds like a lot of money, and I guess it is a lot of money. But as far as GPS packages go, it's not a lot of money, really. So the Destinator package is a package that any sighted user can use, but because of Street Talk, it's made accessible to the blind. Now, as I was saying, when you purchase the Street Talk package from Freedom Scientific, you receive a copy of Street Talk, obviously. You receive a copy of the Destinator GPS software with maps for the U.S., all of the U.S., and all of Canada. Now, there also are maps from Europe, from what I understand, for Europe, rather, but they're not included in the standard package. You have to purchase them through Destinator for a separate price. You also get a socket Bluetooth compact flash card, which is used to connect your Packmate to your GPS, or maybe it should be the other way around, connect your GPS receiver to your Packmate. And you also get a GlobalSat BT338 handheld GPS receiver. GlobalSat BT stands for Bluetooth, so it is a Bluetooth receiver. Bluetooth is the only protocol that is supported with Street Talk. And GlobalSat is the best receiver that works with Street Talk. There are other receivers you can get. Excuse me, that's my cell phone. Gotta love these real-time podcasts. That's one of my clients calling. I'm just gonna send her to my voicemail there. And we're gonna continue on with the podcast. Hope you guys like my little ringtone there. That is actually a soundbite from the game L-Works. It's background music for level 6, which is the Waterworks level. Anyway, getting back to the podcast at hand. So what I wanted to do today is go over the interface of Street Talk, how it works, go through the menus, show you the choices which are the options and the interface that's available to you in Street Talk. And then in maybe in another podcast, I will do I'll talk about how to load maps. I'll talk more about map loading and the minimal requirements for that and how that works. And maybe even in a later podcast, sorry, I got a voicemail. Gotta love these real-time podcasts. I tell you what, totally unedited and just everybody says my podcasts are interesting, so I'll try not to ramble too much and try to stay on track here. But maybe even in a later podcast, let me explain something. I'll be going to the Seeing Eye, and I'll be taking their, I think it's called the Pilot Project class, where you go to the Seeing Eye for 1 week, and the room and board and everything and all that's all paid for. You go for 1 week, and you learn how to use a GPS with your guide dog. And I am hoping to carry my Olympus and my in-air binaurals and podcast one of those routes and show you how Street Talk works in real time. I would love to do it here, but we just don't have any sidewalks or anything where I can just, you know, walk out of the apartment and just walk around. There are lots of things that Street Talk will do, and we're going to get into that right now. I'm sure I won't cover all the technical aspects or all the information you want to know about Street Talk here in this podcast, but if you have any questions, you can Skype me or email me, and I'll tell you how to do that later. I have here with me a Packmate with it's a Packmate QX. For those of you who know anything about the Packmate, for those of you who don't, QX just means it has a QWERTY keyboard layout. And there's also the BX, which has a Braille keyboard layout. I do not have that model. So I have the Packmate QX here with a 20 cell Braille display, and I have the case for it, which is made by Executive Products. It's a nice custom fit case, and I'm not going to get out my Bluetooth card, but I am going to get out my compact flash card, my 1 gig compact flash card, which contains the map of Georgia right now. I don't think I have my New Jersey map on it. I'm going to load that map before I go to the Seeing Eye and play around with it and plan some routes ahead of time, and I'll show you how to do that here today. One thing I want to point out about Street Talk, before you can actually load the program, you have to put a flash card in the Packmate in one of its two compact flash slots that contains a map on it, or the program will not load correctly. Now, actually, I think that's a Destinator thing and not so much a Street Talk thing, because, well, I don't know, maybe it is. The reason I'm doing this podcast is because frankly, and I don't want to be too blunt or too harsh here, but the demo of Street Talk, Larry, that you had Mike Tyndale do back when I think he came to, I guess it was APH, was really not that good. It was a lot of car noise, and they had just put out the program, and I understand that he wasn't just doing a crappy job. He didn't really seem up to par, and I think Street Talk shines a lot more than what was demonstrated there. So hopefully this will give you a little bit more insight as to what it does. Okay, I'm going to start off by turning on my Packmate, and I have customized the sounds. That is not what the Packmate does by default, but mine is a very customized Packmate. I just updated it to the 4.0 firmware, which doesn't really have anything significant. It doesn't really bring anything significant to Street Talk. Now I've slowed down the speech, and hopefully that's slow enough for you guys. If it isn't, well, I do apologize. I'm going to insert this flash card with the map on it into the back of my Packmate. And now I'm going to go through the start menu and start Street Talk.
Start menu today.
Okay, I need to sign in an MSN Messenger. Let me do that again.
Start menu today. Skype. Sprite backup. Street Talk.
So you can see I have Skype on my Packmate. I'm going to press enter. Whoops. Hang on.
Skype. Sprite. Street Talk.
I'm going to press enter, and you're going to hear a set of progress tones, which lets you know that the Packmate is actually doing something. It is loading up Street Talk.
Leaving menus.
And it's loading up Street Talk.
Dialogue.
In a minute, we'll hear a message, which is the license agreement for Street Talk, and I'm just going to let it read that
dialogue
to you.
Street Talk, which makes the Destinator trademark GPS application accessible, provides mapping route and other data through the use of the Global Positioning System GPS for the use of visually impaired travelers. The GPS is operated by the government of the United States, which is solely responsible for its accuracy and maintenance. Caution, it is the user's responsibility to use this product prudently. This product is intended to be used only as a travel aid and must not be used for any purpose requiring precise measurement or direction, distance, location, identification of hazards, or topography. Street Talk is a navigation aid and is not intended to replace mobility tools such as a cane or guide dog. Street Talk cannot provide information about such things as hazards along the route, weather conditions, or any other aspects of a traveler's physical environment. The user assumes complete responsibility to exercise caution and good mobility practices while operating Street Talk. The user agrees that Freedom Scientific is not responsible for any improper use of Street Talk or any consequences arising therefrom. Street Talk output window. Street Talk user agreement dialog. I agree button.
Okay, and this dialog comes up each time you start Street Talk. Now, the first few times you hear this dialog, it's a good reminder, and you can, of course, hit Control to stop the speech and just press Enter right away. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. But after the first 20, 30 times, it gets quite annoying, and you have to say I agree each time you go into this menu. And I guess it's a good, you know, it's a good liability, if you will, for Freedom, because they're not responsible. You know, they can say, well, you know, this person has agreed to the license agreement, and you really do have to. It's good food for thought, guys, because Street Talk is not. And you also have a
I don't agree button,
which I don't know why you'd click that, because then it would just exit Street Talk.
I agree button.
Okay, so I'm gonna press Enter on this.
Enter. Welcome to Street Talk. Your map position: City, Kansas, Street, Creekside, Northwest Drive. Number edit.
Now, and because it's not really that accurate. I mean, it's not, you know, it may get you 30 feet from your destination, and you have to be able to navigate to where you want to go. GPS is not precise, okay? And that's not a PacMate thing. That's not a Street Talk thing. That's just GPS in general.
Current map is Georgia.
So our current map is Georgia. I'm just arrowing down here.
Your map position: City, Kansas, Street, Creekside, Northwest Drive. Number.
Creekside Northwest Drive, that's the street I live on, that's our apartment. Now, I don't have the GPS on, I don't have the GPS active at all, I don't even have the Bluetooth card in the PacMate right now. So, this is all done in planner mode of Street Talk, which is the mode that you default to in Street Talk when you first start it up. There's also navigation mode, which you only have active when you're en route, or when you have the GPS active. I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Alright, so let's start off by looking at the menus in Street Talk. I'm just going to hit Alt to go to the menu bar, and we'll just navigate the menu bar here first, and then we'll go into depth and look at the menus.
Menu active, routes.
So this is Routes. That is the first item in the little menu bar here. Arrowing down.
Favorites.
You can make favorites with your GPS, and I have a few in here that I will show you.
Toggle modes.
There are also hotkeys for this, or shortcut keys if you like, for each one of these modes. So you can either do it through this menu, or if you don't remember all the shortcut keys, you can do it through this menu. If you do, then you can just use the hotkeys.
Utilities.
This has some different things in it that we'll look at here in a second. And we're back to Routes. So let's start off by looking at Routes. I'm just going to press Enter to open this menu.
Where am I?
Now, when you have the GPS active, this doesn't work unless you have the GPS turned on. When you have the GPS turned on and you go into this option through the Routes menu, or if you press Alt-W, it will show you the current address where you are, and if you leave it in the Where Am I dialog, it actually updates every 5 seconds. So if you're moving in a car, or if you're in transit, it will actually update you as to where you are, and you can actually use that to plan a route if you so desire.
Calculate a route.
Obviously, you go in this, and you can calculate a route. We'll take a look at this here real quick. Sorry about my clock there. I have a little talking clock on my PacMate. A choose address source. The first one here is
Address by city.
You can select your city from a list of all the cities in Georgia that are in the map, and you just arrow up and down through those.
Address by postal code.
Address by postal code. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Points of interest.
Points of interest now, or POIs, or POIs, as they're sometimes called. gotta love those acronyms. Points of interest are things like shops, car dealerships, grocery stores, airports. We'll actually go in and look at some of these here in just a second. I'm gonna keep arrowing down.
Favorites.
If you've set favorites in your with your GPS, like, well, I'll show you some of mine in a second. You can calculate a route based on those.
Address by city.
And we're back to address by city. Let me just show you how this works. I'm gonna hit enter on this. And it.
Address selection dialog. Okay button. Combo box. That's off. 367 of 765.
Okay, so there's 765 cities in Georgia, at least on this map. Now, sometimes these maps aren't even accurate, but it's just another, just something else you have to deal with. It's not perfect, guys, but if you can get it working, it's really a big help. I'm just gonna arrow down through these.
Peaceville, Kings Bay, Kingsland.
And some of these cities I've never even heard of. Let me just hit home to go to the top.
Home, Atville.
And we'll just arrow down.
Atville, Atville, SC, Atworth.
There's Ackworth. That's pretty close to here. It's about 20 minutes.
Addersville.
Adele.
Adrian. Aiken. Ily. Alamo.
See, some of these places I've never even heard of.
Alabama.
But let's see if we can find Smyrna. That's a city where I work, so let's see if we can find that.
S. Sail City.
I'm just hitting the using first letter navigation.
S. Sail City. S. Sail Map.
And you can even do SM.
M. Sail City. Smith Station.
And the Smith, and I just arrow down.
Smithville, Smyrna, Ga.
There's Smyrna, Ga. Smyrna, Georgia. I'm gonna go back to Kennesaw though. Here.
Hey, Kathleen, Ga. Hey, Kathleen, Ga. Kennesaw.
There it is.
Kennesaw.
Now, let's say I want it to. And this dialogue just has an.
Tab. Address selection dialog. City, street name edit.
So once you do the address by city, you tab, and then you put in the street name. It's just an edit box.
Tab. Street name list box, not selected one.
And that's a display box where we can put in a street name.
Street number edit.
There's where you put in the street number. Let me just demonstrate this to you here. There's no reason why we can't.
Edit.
Okay, so my city is Kennesaw. And I'm gonna tab.
Address selection dialog. City street name edit.
Let's put in see if we can find Weatherburn.
W E Weeks Northwest Drive.
Weeks North. I'll tell you what, let's put in and you kinda have to know how streets are named. You have to know certain naming conventions. Let's see. Let's put in Tinderbox. That's where Kim used to live. T
I T at Northwest Tinderbox Northwest Lane.
Now it found it. As I started typing it, it filled the rest of it in. Now I'm gonna tab.
Tab. Street name list box, Tinderbox Northwest Lane. 1-1.
And there's Tinderbox Northwest Lane. I'm gonna tab again to do the street number.
Street number edit.
Now I'm going to put in
1253,
which is Kim's old address number, which is where her mom lives now. So I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Okay button.
And it's going to plan a route from my current location, which, if you remember, was 50 Creekside Drive. Now, it's not going to be that far because it's just a hop, skip, and jump from here. So I'm going to hit enter, and it's going to calculate the route.
Enter.
Get some waiting tones there. Sorry about MSN, guys. But it's planning the route.
Calculate route to 1253 Tinderbox Northwest Lane. Edit.
Okay, now, if we arrow down here, you can actually see the route directions.
Route directions begin here. Your total distance to travel is 0.80 miles.
See, so it's not that far at all. And I'm just arrowing down.
Straight on Creekside Northwest Drive and travel northwest for 233 feet towards Big Shanty Northwest Road / Big Shanty Northwest Drive. Turn right on Big Shanty Northwest Road / Big Shanty Northwest Drive and travel for 338 yards.
See, it's not that far.
Turn left on McCollum Northwest Parkway and travel for 256 feet. Turn right on Big Shanty Northwest Road and travel for 471 yards.
I'm just arrowing down each line.
Turn left on Wetherburn Northwest Road and travel for 322 yards.
Isn't that neat?
Turn left on Tinderbox Northwest Lane and travel for 361 feet.
There's our lane.
Arrive at destination on Tinderbox Northwest Lane.
Okay, so pretty cool, huh? It lists it out turn by turn and tells you exactly how far to go. Now, this is without the GPS, guys. This is just Street Talk and Destinator planning the route without the GPS. It's just using the map and calculating a route. And you can actually save this as a text file and email it to someone, a sighted person, who needs sighted directions. And it also shows up beautifully, nice and crisp here on the Braille display, too. So I'm going to cancel this current route.
Dialogue, current route canceled.
I just did a control alt R to cancel the route. Now in Street Talk you have two windows. I should point this out. You have a output window, which is where it outputs all the text, even in real time, and then you have the trip window. And the trip window displays real-time information. And you can go back and review all your information in the output window. Let's go back to... What happened here? Okay, it's just being sluggish. Let's hit enter on routes.
Where am I?
We already talked about that.
Calculate a route.
Now, we already did address by city. And I think we'll skip postal code. But let's look at points of interest, okay?
Leaving menus.
Choose
address source dialog. List box. Address by city.
1 to 5.
I think you're going to love that, so let's air it down.
Address by postal code. Contacts and Pocket Outlook.
Oh, contacts and Pocket Outlook. I forgot you can do that as well. If you have an address set up for a contact and Outlook, it'll even pull those out, and you can plan routes to that. So that's very, very helpful.
Points of interest.
Points of interest. Let's have a look at this. I'm going to hit enter on this, and it's going to pull up a whole tree view full of stuff. Okay, it's thinking now. I don't know why it doesn't do progress tones when it's... Oh, my Braille display just went blank, actually. That's kind of scary. Actually, I might need to reset the PacMate.
Okay, choose a point of
there it goes.
Okay, button. 313 view. Airport closed.
1 to 44.
Okay, so there's 44 different categories within these points of interest. Underneath each category, it has sometimes subcategories and sometimes individual places. So let's look at these categories here. We have airport.
Amusement park closed.
2 of
44. Amusement park. I'm just going to go down through some of these.
ATM closed. 3 of 44. Auto service and maintenance closed.
4 of 44.
Automobile club closed. Automobile dealership closed. Bank closed. SIP. Bus station closed. 8 of business facility closed. Casino closed. TIP. City hall closed. Civic/community center closed. 12 of 44.
Lots of good things here.
Commuter rail station closed.
13 of
44. For those of you who have rail stations.
Convention/exhibition center closed. 14. Port house closed.
15. Mm-hmm.
Ferry terminal closed. 16
of 44. For those of you who have ferries.
Golf course closed. 17 of 44.
For those of you who have ferries, that's funny.
Grocery store closed. 18. Higher education closed.
So you can see all these wonderful categories, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. There's lots of categories. There's even one category called name places, I think is what it is.
Name place closed.
Yeah, name place, and if I it's a tree view, so if I right arrow to open this tree view, let's see what's under name places. And it takes a while, because look at how many...
169 items.
See, look at how many specific name places are in here, and let's see what we got.
Level 1, Petsaw 1 miles closed. 1, Blackwell's 5 miles closed. 2, Sandy Plain 6 miles closed.
And the Packmate's actually being a little sluggish. So there's lots of stuff here. Lots and lots of stuff. I think I'm going to reset my Packmate here. Just kind of do a warm reset to kind of clear up some memory, because it's being a little sluggish. And sometimes it is. Street Talk is quite a memory hog. Now I just reset it. I did Alt-Control-Delete. In a few minutes it'll come back up. And as I mentioned, I updated it with 4.4 4.0 firmware, but when it comes up, it says 3.0 because I kind of screwed up the update because I have this talking clock for the PacMate installed, and it replaces your two of your default files, so it kind of screws up your update a little bit. So whoever made this clock they need to let people know that if they install this clock, it will screw up your PacMate if you have any version that's different than 3.0. Anyway, that's a whole other issue. Let me slow this speech back down here.
Louder. Slower. Softer. Enter.
Okay, I just slowed it back down. Let me go back into Street Talk here.
Start menu. Stop. Street Talk.
We'll let it load up again. Okay, so those points of interest are really cool because not only can you and you'll see this later, but not only can you plan routes to points of interest, when you're in transit to somewhere to a destination point, you can even have it announce upcoming POIs. And we're just gonna bypass that little. It's gonna read my position again. Let's go back into routes here.
Menu active routes. Where am I? Calculate a route. Open a route.
Now open a route. If you have a saved route, you can open a route. I'm gonna hit enter on this and kind of show you. Wait a minute. Was there something I didn't show you in
calculate route?
Let's see. Let's make sure.
Address by postal code. Contacts and pocket outlook.
Make sure I didn't miss anything.
Points of interest. Favorites.
Or by favorites. Now I want to show you what favorites I have, so I'm gonna press enter on this. Sorry, kind of jumping around. I'm trying not to miss anything. It's hard, guys. There's a lot of stuff in this thing. Now, there's a ramp just to our apartment the other day. It was actually kind of funny. I got real excited about my GPS being able to pinpoint things, and so I marked the ramp that's actually outside in front of our apartment, and was trying to see if the GPS could home back into it to Gandalf the White has just signed in. Yay for Gandalf. Hopefully he'll tune into the podcast. But anyway, I was walking around outside my apartment with Kenya, and I decided that, you know, my GPS can pinpoint this, no big deal. We get three buildings over. I have no idea where in holy heck we are. And my GPS was just saying, you know, 1 minute it would say you're 170 feet from the ramp. The next minute it would say you're 80 feet from the ramp. You're 60 feet from the ramp. And finally I just said, you know what, Kenya, let's go home. And I turned off the GPS, and he just took me right back to the apartment. Sometimes you just have to trust your god dog. But anyway, I need to delete that favorite because I don't want it anymore. And I'll do that in a minute here. Let's keep arrowing down and see what other favorites I have.
Our apartment 1 mile closed.
Our apartment, and it says 1 mile closed. I don't know why, but it does. Obviously, we're right here at the apartment. But like I said, GPS, you know, it doesn't know where we are right now because I don't have the navigation mode turned on right now. So anyway, it says 1 mile closed.
Carol's McAdoo house 15 miles closed. 3 of 5.
It's supposed to be Carol McAdoo, and she's a client of mine and I teach computers to. Instead it says Carol's McAdoo's house because
Carol's McAdoo house 15 miles.
Carol's McAdoo house. I was in a hurry when I typed that and I just got a little confused. Anyway, it tells the distance.
McAdoo house 15 miles closed.
15 miles away from here.
BLVS office 16 miles closed. 4 of 5.
Now that's where I work, the BLVS office, which is Blind and Low Vision Services of North Georgia. Plug for us there. Check us out at blvsgeorgia.org. I helped design that page, so go check it out. I don't know what good it'll do unless you live in Georgia, but at least you'll know what I do. I'm one of the computer instructors there. Okay, enough plugging. It's 8:45. Woot for that. So my office is 16 miles, although it feels much further than that because of traffic.
Granny June's 38 miles closed. 5 of 5.
Granny June's, that is my wife's grandmother. She is located in Rome, Georgia, and that is what, 35 miles? Is that what it said? Let me read that again.
Granny June's 38 miles closed.
Oh, 38 miles. So that's roughly an hour And actually, I can plan a route to that, and it tells you the distance and everything. Well, I showed you that earlier.
Granny Jones, 38 miles closed.
And that is the last thing in routes. Now I'm going to hit escape because I don't want to select a point here.
A point was not selected. Edit.
Exactly. I hit escape and it said a point was not selected. So now we've looked at all the ways you can calculate a route. Let's go back into routes.
Where am I? Calculate. Open a route.
Let's go to open a route, and I'll show you some of the routes I have saved.
Leaving menus.
I don't think they're...
Route list box, our apartment.dgr. One of two.
And it saves them with .dgr extensions.
Route@Katie's.dgr.
Now, Katie is another client that I have in Cave Springs, Georgia. So, yay for that. I had made a route because... And I really do use Street Talk a lot for my work because...
Edit.
I do travel and cover a 28-county service area, and so when I'm not working in the office, that's what I do. I'm working out in the field, and a lot of times my drivers or bus drivers don't know where to go, and Street Talk is a really big help for me because what it does is it helps me plan my routes to my clients, and then I can either email the driver directions, from our point of origin to... the client house, or I can just, take my GPS and say, hey, I know right where to go. Let me show you. And more than not, it'll get you, if it's not very accurate, if it doesn't get you right to the address, it'll get you one or two houses from where you're supposed to be. So it's pretty doggone accurate, guys. I tell you what, it's a great thing. We're going to go back into routes. Go back into routes.
Save current route unavailable.
Save current route. We don't have a route pulled up, but of course you can save it, and that's with a standard Control S for saving a file, and it lets you give it a name and save it as a .tgr, I believe is what it says it is.
Cancel route unavailable.
Cancel route. It's in the menu. It's in the menus, but you can also do a Control Alt R, which is what I did a while ago to cancel that route.
Redisplay current route unavailable.
You can redisplay the current route, and sometimes this is handy if Street Talk has recalculated your route, because let's say you decide, well, I don't want to go the way Street Talk's sending me because it's sending me, down a road that's really curvy. If you don't go in the direction that Street Talk tells you to go, it'll actually recalculate your route and recalculate it to a different way of getting there so that you can still get to your destination. Like if it tells you to turn right and you decide, no, I don't want to turn right, too much traffic on that road, or it's too curvy, for whatever reason, if you go past that turn, it'll say route recalculation, and it will recalculate the route. Let's keep going down here.
Set origin.
Now, if you're planning a route, you have the same options available, I believe, under set origin.
Leaving menus, choose address source dialog, list box, address by city,
1 to 5. Yeah, you have by city,
address by
postal code,
contacts and pocket outlook, points of interest, favorites, address by city.
So you can set your origin as to where you are. Like I could make my origin, I can make my origin Granny June's from here, which is, 38 miles away, and I can do it without having the GPS active. And then I can look at the points of interest that are in her area that are around that address. So I could plan a route to a fast food restaurant. I could do a number of things. So you can actually, there's lots of cool things you can do with that. I'm going to...
Points of interest. Contacts and pocket. Address by post.
I want to exit out of that and go back into routes.
Stop red from route.
Okay, we haven't got to that yet.
Set origin.
So set origin basically works the same way of calculating a route, except it's the opposite. Because you're setting your starting point, and then you calculate a route, you're setting your destination point. And that is in the menus. You can also do that by doing a Alt-O.
Swap maps.
Now, unfortunately, if you planned a route, and I actually dealt with this with one of my... clients the other day who needed some advice. Let me just use what he was doing as an example. He wanted to go from Georgia to some place in Tennessee. Well, currently with Destinator, as far as I know, now if I'm wrong on this and somebody from FS is listening to this podcast, Jeff Bazer, you know who you are, then please do correct me, but I don't think there's a way that you can go from state to state. Like, if your route stretches over the state line into another state or even several states, you have to load that map once you get into the state and recalculate your route from that point. I don't think there's any solution for that. But you can either come into routes and hit enter on this option, or you can do a, I believe it is an Alt-M, or maybe perhaps it is a Control-M that... I haven't used that too much, so the shortcut key slips my mind.
Create a breadcrumb route unavailable.
Now, breadcrumb routes are cool, y'all. Breadcrumb routes are awesome. You can actually, let's say you're walking down the road, and you want to go somewhere off the road, like a part that wouldn't be, somewhere that wouldn't be marked on the map. You can actually set Street Talk to create a breadcrumb route, which means every 3 feet or every 10 seconds, I believe it is, it will drop an electronic breadcrumb. And from the way I understand it, you can't just go wandering off and then expect it to lead you back to where you were. I think you have to walk the route with someone sighted, or, you know, walk to a destination where you know you're going to retrace your steps to later on. And then when you get back to the point where you started that breadcrumb route, you could pull up that route and it would tell you, you know, turn right here, turn left there, walk, you know, 250 feet and turn right again, whatever. And to my understanding, that's how that works. I have not played with that too much, but it is really cool. It is a really neat thing.
Slot map, create a breadcrumb route unavailable.
And even though this route isn't on the... the breadcrumb route that you create wouldn't be on the map, it would still be in your list of routes when you went to open a route. And it's really cool, so I hope you understand how that works. I hope I did a good job explaining that.
Stop breadcrumb route creation unavailable.
And obviously when you get done with your breadcrumb route, it's still going to be dropping breadcrumbs, so you have to stop it.
Where am I?
And we're back to where am I. So that is the routes menu. Let's go back into the menus,
menu active,
and look at the
favorites
menu. Now I'm gonna press enter on this.
Create a favorite from GPS unavailable.
Create a favorite from GPS. This is what I did with that ramp, and I'm actually gonna delete that that favorite because I was just goofing around. But this is what I did with ramp. You can actually be at a GPS. At a location, and the GPS, if it has a really good signal, if it's tracking over 4 satellites, it has a decent signal. This particular receiver, I think, tracks up to 10 satellites. So it can really pinpoint where you are. But I think you have to have at least 4 to get an accurate reading. But you can create a favorite via GPS. Let's say you have a bus stop or a park bench that you like. Obviously, that's not going to be a POI on a map, and it's not going to be, you know, a designated place on a map, but that's okay, because not only, this is cool now, y'all, not only can you write park bench and Street Talk and save it as a favorite, you can also make a voice tag. You can make a voice tag, and then when you drive by that, drive by or walk by that point of interest, it will actually, you know, announce your voice tag in your voice. And that's a cool feature with Street Talk, because you can label anything as a favorite. It doesn't matter what it is. And you can even have it spoken in a human voice. So that's kind of neat. Let's keep going down.
Create a favorite from GPS unavailable.
That's GPS.
Create a favorite from an address.
Create a favorite from an address, and this is the same thing. You can pull up, you have your city and points of interest and things of that sort. Actually, yeah, I think it works. Address by city or address by postal code.
Remove a favorite.
Remove a favorite. I'm going to do this and remove that ramp.
Leave in menus. Choose a folder name dialog. List box. Red map is Georgia. 1 to 1. Georgia.
It says current map is Georgia, and it's asking me to choose a folder, and that's the one I want. It's the only one I have here now. I've got to put my New Jersey map back in here.
Choose a favorite dialog. List box. BLVS office. 1 to 5.
I don't want to delete that one.
Carol's McAdoo house.
I don't want to delete that one.
Granny June's. Our apartment. Ramp.
I'm going to delete this, and I'm just going to press enter on it.
Edit.
And there's no confirmation. There's no confirmation for that. I wish there was, but there's no confirmation saying, are you sure you want to delete this favorite? Or are you sure you want to delete ramp? And I think there needs to be some sort of confirmation with that. I mean, it's easy enough to set back, but still, it's just a basic thing that you would expect. Okay.
Favorites.
We're going back in the favorites.
Remove a favorite.
And what's down below? Remove favorite.
Create a favorite from GPS unavailable.
Oh, we're back to create a favorite from GPS. So that's how favorites work, and they're pretty doggone cool. You can sit here and plan a route without the GPS and make a favorite. Of course, if you're going to make a favorite via GPS, then you would have to have your GPS monitoring on and be in navigation mode and have your GPS active. So obviously that won't work. But you can still set a favorite via address or point of interest or what have you. You can still do all that in planner mode here. So let's keep going down. Let's get out of favorites.
Menu active. Favorite toggle modes.
And let's look at toggle modes. Now, as I mentioned, there are hotkeys for some of these, and I will announce them as I know them.
Navigation mode.
Navigation mode, you can toggle between that and planner mode via Alt-N. You can also come into this menu and do it.
Planner mode unavailable.
Planner mode is unavailable because we're in planner mode. And like I said, you can toggle with Alt-N.
Shortest route.
Shortest route is good for when you're walking. I think quickest route
unavailable.
Is good for when you are driving. I think that's right.
Meters, kilometers.
Meters, kilometers. For those of you who use the, metric system, can set to that if you like. I think by default. I guess by default it pulls up with feet / miles.
Feet, yards, miles, unavailable.
Feet, yards, miles. And it's unavailable because that's what we're in right now.
Announce upcoming POI.
Announce upcoming POI. You can do that via the menus or by pressing Alt-A. And that is really cool because I've been going down the road and you'll hear it say, you're at, or not you're at, but you'll hear it say, what is it? West 70 feet to Chick-fil-A on I-75 or something like that. And it's really cool when it does that. It's really neat. Sometimes I'll be going down the road and announcing, oh, you know, hey, we're coming up to Publix, you know, supermarkets. And the bus driver's like, where? Oh, man, I see it. Publix supermarkets. How did you know that? So it's really cool. I'm like, ha, I can find out where this stuff is. And you know, so it's really neat hearing that. And I mean, there's like, when I get on South Cobb Drive, which is where Blind and Low Vision is, there's about 10 auto car dealerships all in one little area. And, man, it announces every one of them. It's wild. It's wild. So any points of interest that it has selected in the map or any favorite that you have set that you come across, it will announce. So that's very cool.
Stop POI announcements unavailable.
Stop POI announcements. You can press Alt-A again to stop that, or you can come into the menus and do that.
Dictionary processing.
Dictionary processing has to do with the way Street Talk pronounces these abbreviations, like I think it's BLV for Boulevard, or DR for Drive. When dictionary processing is turned on, it will say Drive instead of DR. But you can turn this off to get better acquainted with these abbreviations and how to write them, because when you're figuring an address or you're trying to figure out how to write an address, you have to be able to know how to write that. Like if I was going to write Creekside Drive, I would have to do it. Now there goes my clock again. You would have to do it. Sorry. Do it. What was I saying? Oh, if I was going to write Creekside Drive, you'd have to write it Creekside DR. NW Drive for Northwest. So, and generally, if you're writing it out, And if it finds it, it'll fill it in. If it doesn't find it, then you just go back and rewrite it. Rewrite it a different way with these abbreviations. And the Street Talk Manual does have a list of all these abbreviations, I do believe. So, moving on down.
Navigation mode.
We're back to navigation mode. So that is it for the toggle modes menu.
Leaving menu. Menu app favorites. Toggle utilities.
Utilities. Let's have a look at this one.
Set POI announce radii.
Set POI announce radii. Now this tells Street Talk how many, like how close you are before it starts announcing points of interest. So let me hit enter on this dialog and I'll show you how this works.
Leaving menus, announce radius 1 combo box, 10 yards, 1 of 20.
So that is the closest amount that it will announce your POI. And I don't know why it does closest and then farthest, but it's a combo box. And you set each one, it has three of them, and you set each one as to how far you want them announced. This one is, you just arrow up and down through these and choose the one you want and then leave it and tab to the next.
10 yards, 1 of 20.
So the least is 10 yards.
Tab, announce radius 2 combo box, 30 yards, 3 of 20.
30 yards is the second one.
Tab, announce radius 3 combo box, 60 yards, 4 of 18.
And 60 yards.
Tab, set announce radii dialog, announce radius 1 OK button.
And there's an OK button
and a
cancel button, which I'm going to hit because I don't want to change that. We're going to go back into utilities.
Switch to meters, kilometers.
Whoops, I didn't want to do that.
Switch to feet, yards, miles.
Sorry about that. It was a toggle. I accidentally did an Alt-U. I'm thinking Windows commands here.
Menu lag. Toggle. Utilities.
Utilities.
Set POI announce radii.
We looked at that.
Set maneuver announce radii.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I forgot to tell you is that you can set it to announce how soon it announces a maneuver, because if you, like I said, if you're automatically traveling a route and you're, you know, it'll say turn right 2 miles or you know, turn left 300 yards or whatever. So let's look at what we can do with these. 20 yards, that's pretty close. I think that's like 200 feet.
Tab, announce radius 2 combo box, 100 yards, 9 of 27.
Well, hang on a second.
Shift tab, announce radius 1 combo box, 20 yards.
Yeah.
Tab, announce radius 2 combo box, 100 yards, 9 of 27.
That's 500 feet.
Tab, announce radius 3 combo box, 1,000 yards, 19 of 19.
1,000 yards. And I set these the way I liked them. So, and you just have to play around with these and figure out what you like. You can make it closer or farther away.
Close button, cross edit.
I'm not going to change mine, so I'm going back into
utilities.
Set
maneuver, announce radii. Set audio alerts.
Now, audio alerts are what you get from Street Talk and Destinator. So let's have a look at these.
Leaving menus, audio alert settings dialog. Destinator audio alerts, checkbox checked.
Now, the Destinator audio alerts.
Not checked. Checked.
Come on in, babe. Yes. Okay. Well, just leave it. That's fine. So, leave it open if you want to. Yeah, I'll take care of him. Don't worry. So, the Destinator audio alerts is the voice for Destinator. And like that's what tells you turn right, turn left. Jaws will also tell you, too, through the Packmate. And sometimes it's a little more accurate. You may want to turn this off if you are more inclined to listen to the Jaws speech coming from the Packmate as opposed to the audio alerts, because they're much louder and they do talk over Jaws sometimes. So that is a matter of preference.
Waiting sounds, checkbox checked.
The waiting sounds are the progress tones that you hear from Street Talk when it is calculating or processing, doing its little thing. And if I hit the space bar, you can act to check or uncheck this. It actually plays the sound.
Not checked.
So you can hear that.
Checked.
I'm going to check it again. Tab to the next one.
Uninitialized GPS sound, checkbox not checked.
This is what you get, an uninitialized sound, when the GPS is not receiving enough satellite signals, or if it's not receiving any satellite signals at all.
Checked. Not checked.
It's just a simple little tone there. And you come to realize what these tones mean after listening to them for a while.
HDOP over 5 meter sound, checkbox not checked.
HDOP, I still don't know what that stands for, so someone could clue me in on that.
Checked.
I turned mine off. because it was doing that way too much. So I just turned it off.
Breadcrumb dropping sound. Checkbox check.
This one's kind of cool.
Check.
So that's kind of cool. Every time it drops a breadcrumb, it goes. So it's kind of cool. I like mine turned on.
Switching map sound. Checkbox check.
When you switch a map, it does this.
Check.
And I just leave mine checked.
Okay button.
So those are the audio alerts, and I'm just going to hit cancel. And we're going to go back into the utilities menu. I think that may be it, but let's see. Oh, set POI to announce. Now that's interesting because that's the same thing that was in the other menu, as I understand it. That's still an Alt-A if you want to turn that on. So.
Show current modes.
Show current modes. If you hit enter on this, it just shows a quick little display of what your modes are.
GPS monitoring is stopped. Lander mode is on. Current units are feet, yards, miles. Route generation mode is quickest. Leaving menus.
So it just shows you the basic four little modes there. I'm going to go back into
utilities. Show current modes. Set up GPS.
Set up GPS is what you want when you first start Street Talk. Hopefully you only have to do this one time. You may have to do this occasionally if your GPS, GPS has to be set with the same COM port that your that is available on your Bluetooth card, your compact flash card. That's a little more advanced, but you had to do this when you first set up Street Talk. Maybe I'll go over setting up Street Talk one day. It's a pretty complex process, and it can be very intimidating. It took me about 2 hours the first time I did mine, but once you get it set up, it's great, and it's well worth it. So, I won't mess with that right now, because I don't want to screw mine up.
About Street Talk.
About Street Talk just tells you all the version information and all that good stuff.
Exit.
And, of course, exit. Exit Street Talk.
Set POI announce radii.
And we're back to set POI announce radii. I'm going to escape out of that.
Leaving menu.
And I think that may be all the menus, guys.
Menu left utilities.
Yeah, that is all the menus. So,
leaving menus.
Hopefully I haven't missed anything. Hopefully, I mean, there's lots of cool stuff it can do when you have the GPS active. But let's just look at the menus. And that's a brief look at what Street Talk can do. I'm going to exit Street Talk here.
Street Talk dialog. Are you sure you want to quit Street Talk? Yes button.
Yeah, I am sure.
Enter. Today, Tuesday, April 4th, 2006.
So it took me back to my Today screen, which is like the desktop for the PacMate. And I'm going to reset my PacMate to get the volume and speed settings back to where I had them programmed. And I think this is going to do it for this podcast, guys. If you have any questions, you can email me. I am on the Blind Cool Tech email list if you happen to be subscribed to that. The new list. I am not on the old freelist.org list. I am on the new list. If you wish to email me personally, you can do so at dduff@hyperband.com. That's dduff at hyperband.com, or you can add me to Skype if you like with Duffman 31279. That's Duffman 31279. If you want to add me to MSN Messenger, those of you who don't have me on your MSN, feel free to do that as well. It's Darren379@hotmail.com. That's Darren379@hotmail.com. So I hope this podcast has provided you with some good information regarding Street Talk, and I can't wait to show you guys this thing in real time. It is really something to see it in real time. And I'm not saying it's the best out of all the GPS solutions, but it's what I have, and it works the way I want it to, and it is great. It's absolutely fabulous. So, being totally unprofessional here, I'm going to leave you guys. And I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you guys next time. Closing theme.